What about trust issues with people?
I trust very few. I mean, family, because I've known them all my life. I kind of, you know, they know who I was before, but they don't know who I am now. But I still can trust them because they're not out to hurt me. There's very few friends that I've had since I was in grade school, so I trust them. But outside of that, very few people that I trust.
And what do you connect that very deep distrust with in terms of what happened to you in Afghanistan?
My counselor says I have classic avoidance issues. So that probably has a lot to do with it.
What does that mean, avoidance issues?
I avoid emotionally connecting to things.
Can you give me an example?
Like when I talk about that day or any other incident that we had when we were deployed, I kind of not make a joke of it because it's funny, but make a joke of it, make light of it. That way it doesn't emotionally affect me.
How does avoidance prevent you from healing?
It causes you to not actually deal with what has happened.
Sue, does that ring true for you?
Yes.
What happens when you realize you don't trust someone? What kind of situation is it?
I just have a very hard time trusting anyone. I'm always thinking somebody's out there to get me, and I don't want to set myself up to being hurt anymore.
Sue, is this connected to the loss of your fellow soldiers, do you think?
That and just a lot of the other things.
And Alicia, one of the really, really moving things in what you wrote and which was read at the beginning of this was when you talked about grieving for the woman you were before you went to war, and listening to you talk about friends and family you had history with, it sounds to me that like that people need to understand that woman still exists, but that there's a whole new huge part of her. How can people who care deeply about friends or relatives who have just come back from being deployed, how can they help them with that? How can they help you feel comfortable and like you're still there?
And how can they meet the new you?
It's hard because, I mean, I've always been the strong person in the family. So people ask you questions and they don't think. Like, did you ever shoot somebody? Were you shot at? Of course I was. It was a war. Like, don't ask those questions. Don't ask questions, basically, is what I'm saying. Like, let the person open up to you, and then you're going to find out a whole lot more. Like, with Sue, we talk, but it's not every day. We talk when I feel I need to talk to her or vice versa. I don't push her, and maybe I should because I was there. But I don't push her because I hate when people push me.
I think that's actually great advice for people in general.